windrows or?
Yeah, you take, they got your delivery rakes now, they call side rakes, windrows it. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is get in there in your baler and follow them windrows.
Mm-hmm. Would you pile up the hay and?
Well, I used to when I was in the hay business. I shocked a lot of it. Yeah, now when it got ready to not dry enough, go in there and make big shocks that high.
About 5 feet high?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And let it lay there for a while like that. And then all you got to do is go out and park your baler, as I'm talking about mule now. Get out there and park your baler out in the middle of the field, and you can take a sharp stick, about 10, 12 foot long, sharpen the end of it, have a rope, hitch your mule to the end of that, big end of the pole, have a rope tied there, and take that sharp pole and run it under that shock, bring your rope over and tie it to that end over there, go right on the hay bale with it, drag it up there, we're not having a wagon, drag it, that rope tied behind that shock, hold it in on that pole till you get to where the baler was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I used to do.
Did you ever put a big pole in the ground and then pile hay around?
Oh, yeah.
That's
stacking.
It's called
stacking hay.
Uh-huh. And how about, did people ever put some posts in the ground and then pile hay, posts like this, and pile hay around it for the cattle to get under?
Oh, yeah, stacking.
That's a stack, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in Rick, you could make a rick out of it. Long just porch sometimes, according to how much hay you got. And way up, make it as high as this ceiling here. And 12 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they used to put it up a lot of times. And then sometimes they'd have a sheet to go over it. If they didn't have no sheet, they'd pile the hay up in the center of it, make it kind of like a top, you know, like that. And it'd keep right there, and then get a bale whenever it got ready to bale. Well, it's ready then, but you couldn't get no baler maybe, and they'd haul it to keep the sun burning it up kind of in the field. And call it a rick. I've ricked it a lot of times on my place. Not here, I used to rick it over yonder.
And after you, say you plant some clover, alfalfa, and you cut it once, what would you call the next crop?
Well, you call it second cutting.
Uh-huh.
And you cut it sometimes, if I have season, you cut it 4 or 5 times.
That often?
Yeah, I had alfalfa all back of that barn yonder. It's 10 acres for a long time. And I had some sharecroppers here, and every time I'd cut that hay, I'd have to take the hands, help me save it. After it's raked and maybe shocked, or going to bale it maybe, I'd have to take them out of the field, and sometimes they'd be in the grass. And have to take them out of the field while they're chopping. And they'd growl about it and growl and growl. And I finally just quit. I didn't raise it more. I let